It's Monday, the 23rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. A Namibian woman has been arrested at O.R. Tambo International Airport in Kempton Park, South Africa, for allegedly carrying cocaine in her body. The South African Police Service said that this is the 10th drug mule arrested at the airport in the last 2 months. The Independent Online reports that authorities, including the SAPS Customs and Immigration officials, acted on intelligence that the 30-year-old drug mule would arrive from Sao Paulo, Brazil, around 7 a.m. on Sunday. The mayor of Bremen, Dr. Andreas Bovenschulte, is visiting Windhoek, where a sister city's agreement will be signed on the 24th of September 2024. His delegation will tour sites including the EU-funded Katatura Buyback Center, the Gamams Water Care Works, and the Gorianchap Water Reclamation Plant. City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Mutenya has more.
This visit highlights a strong partnership between Windhoek and Bremen and presents an opportunity to further enhance and deepen their collaboration. The visit aims to strengthen the city ties and foster shared knowledge and cooperation in addressing urban challenges. City of Windhoek and Bremen have an existing cooperation that has been yielding results.
Temperatures are expected to rise, providing some relief after a cold weekend in SA. Heavy snowfall blanketed parts of South Africa, with KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape being the most affected. Newsroom Africa reports that the harsh conditions led to travel disruptions and a tragic fatality on the N3 toll route to KZN. SA Weather Services forecaster Lehlo Honolo Tobela gives an update.
This is the snow that we've had with more depth. And I mean, we recorded measurements of between 15 centimeters to about 30 centimeters of the snow that has fallen over areas around the Eastern Cape all the way to the western parts of KwaZulu-Natal. We're expecting above normal rain over the central and the eastern parts of the country, as it's about 60% chance of La Nina being into more of the seasonal forecast that is to come now. We are in spring and it's a transition from winter into summer. And with the summer that we are approaching, we're expecting more and more of the rain. So we are yet to experience more of the heavy rain, heavy downpours, as well as some severe thunderstorms over the central and the eastern parts for the summer that is to come.
Nigeria's president, Bola Tinubu, has charged security agencies to step up efforts to tackle cyber crimes and vehicle theft in the country. This is just weeks after Nigeria signed a memorandum of understanding with China to crack down on financial crimes.
According to a statement by President Tinubu's special advisor on information and strategy, the president also expressed concern over the involvement of internationally organized criminal groups in the export of stolen vehicles into Nigeria. The statement added that over $180,000 and 53 vehicles were recently recovered by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission in collaboration with Canadian authorities. Nigeria's Communications Commission says the country loses an estimated $500 million annually to cybercrime. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.
And the Biden administration says it's willing to do anything to keep a wider war from breaking out in the Middle East as fighting intensifies between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Cross-border hostilities continue to intensify, with the Israeli military announcing on Monday morning that it's carrying out extensive strikes on Hezbollah targets inside Lebanon that it says will continue, warning Lebanese civilians to evacuate from areas where weapons may be stored. This comes as world powers are desperately calling for de-escalation, saying both Israel and Hezbollah need to agree to a ceasefire. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.
Israel Defense Forces have meanwhile told people in southern Lebanon to move from Hezbollah targets as it conducts what it calls extensive strikes. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.